Everyone to Work for the Lost, December 27. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him, NKJV. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us, and that love cannot be restrained. Only by becoming partakers of the divine nature can the law of God be fulfilled by men and women. Only those who love God with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength, and their neighbor as themselves, can give glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth, goodwill to men. This was the work of Christ, and when his work is appreciated and represented by his followers, the great result will be achieved in the joy that was set before him in the saving of the souls for whom he gave his life. The Lord has been laboring constantly from age to age to awaken in the souls of human beings a sense of their divine kinship, and thus to establish an order and divine harmony proportionate to the great and eternal deliverance he has wrought out for everyone who will receive him. The Lord calls upon all who profess to believe in him to be co-workers with him, to use every God-given ability, opportunity, and privilege to lead perishing souls within the sphere of their influence to Jesus Christ. Here is the only hope for transformation of character. This will give peace and joy in believing, and fit them for the society of the heavenly angels in the kingdom of God. Oh, how earnest, persevering, and untiring should be the efforts of every sin-pardoned soul to seek to bring other souls to Jesus Christ, that their neighbor shall become joint heirs with Jesus. Whoever is your neighbor is to be sought for, labored for. Are they ignorant? Let your communication, your association, make them more intelligent. The outcast, the youth, full of defects in character, are the very ones God enjoins upon us to help. I came not to call the righteous, said Christ, but sinners to repentance. Those who will be humble enough to learn, the very nobility of the world will consider it an honor to go to heaven in their company, and angels of God will cooperate with such as are workers together with God. We need a hunger and thirst after righteousness, that we may have Christ in us as a well of water, springing up into everlasting life.